Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, earlier in the week, I popped out to Halfway Up the Stairs. It's an award-winning children's bookshop based in Greystones, County Wicklow. Have a listen to this. Now I'm out and about again this week, and I'm in an oasis of calm as I'm in one of Ireland's few children's bookshops. Trish Hennessy's here. She owns this business. She's going to show me around. Alex is working hard here in the shop. And I'm sorry I crashed in on your business, Trish. But listen, this is a beautiful shop and you're very welcome to the programme.
Oh, thanks so much, Bobby. I'm really happy that you've come out to Greystones to visit us.
Now, tell us about the origins of this business. I'm told that this was a 10-year dream and a 3-year reality or something like that.
We're 6.5 years in now, if you can believe it, yeah. Yeah, I dreamt about it for a long time when my own kids were small and I had stopped working. I used to work in Bank of Ireland, and at that point I had taken a career break and I was selling children's books from home. And I thought, you know what? Greystones is just, it's the perfect place for a children's bookshop. If it's going to work anywhere, it'll be Greystones. So after a few years, I decided to go and get some experience in Easons. So I worked there, yeah. So I was a books manager there for a few years. And then I left there in January 2019 and opened the shop that October.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So it was a kind of a cautious approach to it. You took your time. Yeah. You quite wisely schooled yourself with some other expertise in the form of Easons. Good idea.
Yeah.
And then you found yourself a really nice location here just before we go over the bridge down to the harbour front in Greystones. So tell me then about what makes a great children's bookshop, because you clearly have your target market. You know, you've got them, you're targeting a particular age group. So what is it that a children's bookshop has to be?
Well, the very first thing is passionate about children's books. So all of us working here in the shop have our own expertise and our own passion. And the team here are what makes the shop so special, because everybody brings what essentially is our sort of values, which is that we want to find the very best book for every child who comes into the shop, regardless of their needs, circumstance or ability. And so for us, that particular core value permeates in everything that we do. So it's very important to me that my team are absolutely passionate about children's books, that we all read them. We share our likes and our dislikes. I'm known as the one I can't read anything scary, so they all read them for me. we love championing authors, children's authors, yeah, especially Irish authors.
Wonderful.
We work with the Discover Irish Children's Books campaign. So we try to make sure that children are exposed to Irish books and Irish authors, because it's really, really important that children see themselves reflected in books that they read.
Sure. Can I ask you this then? Are you marketing the business to the adult who purchases the book or to the children who consumed it?
Well, that's an interesting one. I suppose it is the adults, because they're the ones who would, would see the marketing and hear about it. But children do skip in here, you know, so they go past the shop. Our window obviously is very, very important, our window displays, and they get very, very excited about the new Bunny versus Monkey, let's say, or the new Paddy Donnelly book, and they will come in. And we have built up a really strong core base of customers. So we've got very loyal customers that we've built up from, you know, little kids coming in. We're open 6.5 years now.
Yeah,
so we're really seeing the kids grow through the books and grow through the age groups. But the other thing that we have is we have our local market, which is really, really important. But we also have a website that we try to emulate what we do in the shop online. And we have customers all over the country and a lot of repeat customers. So we can't rely on just people coming in through the shop. Obviously, it's not an easy business, you know, so we have to try and find lots of different ways to reach our customer base.
So in terms of productivity, if it's quiet in the shop, Alex can be getting online orders ready, getting them out. So it can be a vehicle for that as well.
Totally. And it's not just that. We do a lot of orders with schools. You can see over here, we've got lots of boxes of school orders that are going out. We also have a really strong subscription service. So we People can purchase a subscription from us, and we choose personally choose a book each month for the child.
Right.
And it comes with a handwritten note, and it's wrapped, and it's a very, very bespoke service. And again, we've built up a really loyal customer base for those.
I'm looking at a Sarah Webb book behind you with a note under it saying, ask Sarah to sign your copy, which is, again, bringing the author very close to the child.
Well, Sarah actually works here. So yeah, she's our events manager. No. So Sarah's a very, very well-known Irish children's author. So her new book is The Bookshop Sisters, which will be coming out next week. And we're holding the launch here on the 9th of May at 4 p.m. And everybody are welcome to come. So it's great. Sarah's a very experienced children's author. She's a reviewer and she's a champion of children's books. So to have her work with us is fantastic. Wonderful. But also Alex is a reviewer and a writer. We have a creative writing teacher and a creative writing student working with us. So we're all bringing something very special to the
shop.
That
means it makes it all very alive, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it's great. But we work so much with Irish authors and with Irish publishers. So we're always holding events here.
Tell me about older children's authors. One that springs to mind, my namesake, Judith Kerr. Mm. My kids used to all love. Do children's authors span generations? So do younger kids now read books like that?
They do. I mean, there are some names that will, you know, carry on through the generations. And there's also then grandparents would love to sort of introduce their grandchildren to some of those sort of older names. So we would stock Judith Kerr, Enid Blyton, Roald Dahl. But we also love to show children the new authors coming through, okay. You know. So definitely the books that you can see, the books that are classics and that, you know, have lasted the test of time. So, for example, we have a lovely collection that we do of the very best books for a baby. And in those, Peepo is in there, which is like 50 years old, but as well as a book that's like, you know, 10 years old. And you know what I mean? But these are all what we call either modern or enduring classics. So if they're good enough, they'll last the test of time.
Does it concern you, the screens, the phones, that children have so many distractions away from books, even though we all know the importance of reading with your child, just the beauty of sitting down with a young baby or child and actually reading them a story, that surely has to be cherished.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of our remit, is to try and reach parents and to reach, you know, what we call the gatekeepers to children, to try and show them the benefit of reading to their children. So we're actually hoping to start a series of talks now to parents, grandchildren's teachers, parents of new babies as well, to try and encourage them to start reading as early as possible with their children. And, you know, I think it's one of those things that, like, it is so important and everybody is very aware of it here about screens. And it is a challenge. You know, I have kids myself, I know. And definitely as they get older and they hit the teen years, it is more difficult. The thing is, though, if children are read to when they're small, they are much more likely to come back to it. Even if they stop reading for a few years, they are much more likely to come back to it when they're a bit older. Yeah. So our job is to make sure that we have the right book for them. So if they come in, or if their parent brings them in and they're like, oh, you know, they don't really want to read, we will find something that'll interest them because we have the expertise.
Yeah. You mentioned events there. Mm. You know, you have to drive your business now from so many channels. Events, specifically in this case children's events, how important are they?
Hugely important. It's become a really, really big part of our business. And as I said, Sarah is our events manager, so she makes sure we have the very best authors coming here. In fact, we've got a really big name coming here in a couple of weeks. We have the author of the Isadora Moon books, Harriet Muncaster, is coming to the Whale Theatre. There's no way we would have been able to fit her, all her fans in here. The event sold out in 45 minutes, Bobby.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. So, and there's a massive waiting list for it. You know, so it's great. The publishers trust us. They know that we, you know, we'll look after the author and deliver the best event that we can. We're also going to be running a comic book festival in October. We've got Arts Council funding. And that's going to be up in the Whale Theatre again in October. We ran that the year before last as well. And it was really, really successful. A lot of hard work, but we're going to do it again.
Finally, can I ask you, Trish, about sort of ancillary sales? Do you dip your toe into toys, maybe electronic books, that kind of stuff?
Not so much. We have a small range of stuffed toys and little puppets that make pair well with books, and we have a small range of stationery. To be honest, I've tried a few times. People come in here to buy books, and that's what we found. So what we've done is diversified. There are a range of books, and we're offering curated lists, gift boxes, that type of thing. So we're finding other ways of selling books. And as you say, we have to find different channels. It is hard, you know, but as a book experts, that's where we put our focus. Sure. Yeah.
Well, look, it's been a real pleasure to visit. It's called Halfway Up the Stairs. I even love the name of it.
Yeah, there's the poem.
Halfway Up the Stairs is a stair where I sit. There isn't any other stairs quite like it. I'm not at the bottom. I'm not at the top. So this is the stairs where I always stop. There you go. A. A. Milner, folks. And Trish Hennessy, and indeed, Alex, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Not at all. Thanks so much for coming. It was lovely to chat to you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.